Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Most of our home gardens have given up their produce for the season, and it's always nice to have fresh vegetables for your meals during the season. One tried and true method of preserving your homegrown produce is pickling. On today's Almanac, Extension educator Cindy Bryson talks about how to safely pickle just about anything that comes out of your garden.
So pickling is preserving by using an acid, and it's usually some form of vinegar. So you can make quick pickles where you, for example, you make pickled onions. You mix vinegar and a little sugar and some salt, pour them over sliced onions, put them in your fridge, and within a couple hours you have pickled onions to use on your pork sandwich. They probably last about a week in your fridge and they're okay. You can do pickles the same way, quick refrigerator pickles. We mix up the brine, you pour them over the sliced cucumbers, you leave it in the refrigerator for a couple days, and then you have quick pickles. But again, they're not going to last, you know, all year long. We make fermented pickles where people put them in crocks and they, let them ferment for long periods of time, and then they can them, or they just can pickles. The biggest thing, use fresh produce, nothing damaged. Make sure you're using 5% acidic vinegar. Doesn't matter if it's white vinegar, could be flavored vinegar, that's fine. The most important part when you're pickling is that you're using 5% acidic vinegar. If it's not, it's not going to be safe. The ingredients you use are important, so making sure that you use fresh produce. Use pickling salt when you're pickling. If you use table salt, it'll still work, but because of the iodine in the table salt, it's going to make your pickle brine very cloudy, and it's not going to look pretty, and you're going to think that they're not okay. Use pickling salt. It'll be just fine. Making sure when you're canning, you're using the appropriate headspace. So once you put your pickles in, you put your liquid in, you know, it tells you to leave X amount of headspace at the top. Follow the directions. If you leave too much or too little, either the jar won't seal or you will have something that is unsafe. So make sure you're following a research-based recipe. Never alter the amount of vinegar, food, or water proportions, making sure that, you know, you're following those because you're setting up a certain pH inside your jar and you want it to be safe. Make sure your jars are in good shape. Before you use them, run your finger around the top. Are there any small mix or chips in it? Have you put pickles in before or other things and run a knife down the side of your jar to make sure you've got all the air out? Are your jars scraped? Sometimes those scrape marks on the inside of your jar can cause them to crack during food preservation, and you don't want that to happen either. Making sure that you're cutting off the blossom end of your cucumber when you're making pickles. If you don't, the blossom end releases an enzyme that actually softens your pickle, which is the biggest complaint we get. People don't want, they want crispy pickles like they're buying Vlasic pickles at the grocery store. Well, when you can pickles at home, they're not going to be that way. But there are things you can do to help make them crisper. You can use soft water. Soft water helps with firm pickles. We don't recommend pickling lime or necessarily alum anymore. Refrigerating your pickles prior to opening them can help with the crispness too. There are some commercial firming agents out there you can buy, but these are all things that you want to, again, follow the instructions, making sure you're doing them appropriately and following a research-based recipe.
For more pickling recipes, visit UNL's food website at food.unl.edu. That's food.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.